as Americans went to the polls on Election Day to choose their elected officials, those faced a range of ballot measures at both the state and local level. Americans in 41 states voted on some 146 ballot measures, considering topics ranging from abortion and electoral processes to hunting and fishing rights in the state flag. Deep-pocketed special interests were pushing a novel and complicated election process called ranked choice voting, or RCV for short, on state ballots across the country. And it was defeated nearly everywhere it was on the ballot, thankfully. RCV measures failed resoundingly in Arizona, Colorado, Idaho, Montana, Nevada, Oregon, and South Dakota. Unsurprisingly, the lone exception was in Washington, D.C., where overwhelmingly the preemptive prohibition of ranked choice voting passed in Missouri, while the repeal of RCV in Alaska came up just short, it appears. Alaska voters approved RCV in 2020, and it is the nation's first statewide experiment with the system, and it has not gone well in Alaska. The dismal results of ranked choice voting show that voters rightfully seem to be souring on RCV. In Oregon, where RCV was expected to pass with flying colors after being placed on the ballot by state legislators, Measure 117 failed by over 18 percentage points, even as proponents outspent grassroots opposition some 738-1. Another trend across the nation was voters prohibiting citizen voting. The effort to protect the voices of Americans saw voters in eight states where it was on the ballot prohibit voting by non-citizens in state and local elections. Those states include Idaho, Iowa, Kentucky, Missouri, North Carolina, Oklahoma, South Carolina, and Wisconsin. Education freedom was also on the ballot in several states. Unsurprisingly, teachers' unions mobilized against parents and poured millions of dollars into ballot measure campaigns to restrict education freedom. Colorado, for instance, failed to enshrine a right to school choice in education in their constitution. Kentucky's constitutional amendment to allow public funding of private education failed. And Nebraska's veto referendum to repeal public financing of private education passed. The outcomes of these measures mean that the states are likely to begin falling behind in education, as now more than a dozen states have rightly passed universal school choice in the past several years and have already seen tremendous results for parents and children. Tax measures were generally a mixed bag. Eight states voted on measures attempting to address increasing property tax burdens that most taxpayers are acutely aware of. All but one of these measures passed. Unfortunately, most of these avoided addressing the core of the property tax problem, which is the appetite, seemingly never-ending, by local politicians to spend too much money. The best way to address the problem of property taxes is to implement Truth in Taxation, the model piece of legislation from my organization, the American Legislative Exchange Council, which prohibits localities from collecting more revenue than the year previously without notifying the public and taking an honest public vote of the local officials. Perhaps the issue on the ballot most offensive to taxpayers, and common sense for that matter, was in Illinois, where voters advised the legislature to implement a so-called millionaire's tax, which would only exacerbate the trend of hundreds of thousands of Illinois hardworking taxpayers voting with their feet and moving out of the land of Lincoln in recent years. The repeal of Washington State's capital gains tax failed, as did the initiative prohibiting a carbon tax credit trading scheme. However, not all was lost in the Pacific Northwest, as Oregon voters shot down the Beaver State's other destructive measure that implemented a massive corporate minimum tax to fund universal basic income. Speaking of this UBI and taxes, minimum wage, which is simply another form of taxing business, will be increased to $15 per hour in Alaska and Missouri. Mandatory paid sick leave was included in both measures and was on the ballot in Nebraska as well. Finally, to end with some remarkably cheerful news from California, of all places. Californians voted down Proposition 32, which would have raised the minimum wage to $18 per hour. And to my knowledge, this is the first time a statewide ballot measure to increase the minimum wage has failed anywhere in the last couple of decades. Even in deeply progressive California, whether minimum wage or rent control, price controls are unpopular. Californians also voted down a repeal of the state's Costa-Hawkins Rental Housing Act, which would have given expanded powers for localities to enact rent control schemes. Well, that's a wrap on some of the major issues decided by voters in 2024 that you probably didn't see on the cable TV news circuit. However, the long-lasting impact of these decisions, the good, the bad, and the ugly, will be felt for many years to come. For more information, you can go to alec.org. For American Radio Journal, I'm Jonathan Williams. Thanks for listening.